Oh, this is absolutely unreal. It's the day of the misinformation mobs. Shout falsehoods loudly enough, and people will back down.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Whoa, you better talk about things swirling all around us. Boy, what a flurry of news reports about Indiana and the Religious Freedoms Bill that was passed there, causing Governor Pence of Indiana to have to hold a news conference just 3 hours ago today. Boy, we're going to do our best to weigh in on that and give you a spiritual perspective I trust will be healthy. And I want to encourage you, in the midst of more moral madness everywhere in our society, Michael Brown, welcome to The Line of Fire. To weigh in on the discussion, to agree, to disagree, to raise questions, add your comments, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, the number to call. I got back in from England last night, got home, about 9:30 in the evening, after a very fruitful few days in England. If you're listening, any of my dear friends that I met over in England, some of our regular listeners, thank you so much for your many, many kind words. Can I share a testimony or two with you and give you a word of encouragement? One dear sister came up to me after one of the meetings in England. We had great attendance, great spirit among the folks, great heart for the Lord. One woman came up to me from Finland. I trust you're listening to this, and this will bring a smile to your face. Your comments brought a smile to mine. She said to me that listening to the podcast, because obviously we're not on radio in England, listening to the podcast every day is her daily bread. She lives in a spiritually dry region, and the podcast was her daily bread. You know, I take every show very seriously, as all of you know who listen regularly, as God knows, who's opened such a wonderful door for me and for our team. But when I hear comments like that, all the more does it stir me to make every broadcast count. A woman came out to me. She and her husband are involved in Jewish ministry in England. And she's telling me how she found out about our work 2010. She was going to Israel. She was really praying about things. She knew how volatile Israel could be and how controversial and how much spiritual confusion there could be. She said she just wanted to stay in the middle. She was just praying and just wanted to stay in the middle, to stay with the truth. And she heard the Lord say to her, Dr. Brown. Well, the only Dr. Brown she and her husband knew is a medical doctor, a woman with no connection to Israel, so she knew that wasn't it. So she typed in and did a search, Dr. Brown, Israel, and came to our website and has been blessed and equipped and helped since then. So what a joy and what a neat testimony of how God led her to connect with us on these critically important issues and many other issues. And we'll be talking about many today, including America's potential deal with Iran and why in the world would we be accommodating Iran rather than standing against Iran's nuclear ambitions. But what I wanted to say from the UK was this. There's a lot of bad news out of England. And the pastor for whom I preached over the weekend lived in a neighborhood that used to be predominantly Jewish, and now it's become very heavily Islamic. And they certainly love their Muslim neighbors, but they recognize the aggressive push forward with Islam and the diminishing numbers of so many Christians in England. I'm just looking at a headline here. It was a judge, actually a Muslim judge in England, who's just convicted a preacher, a Christian preacher, of hate speech for his quoting Leviticus 20:13 while preaching on the street, told him he should have used a different verse in the Bible if he's going to speak against homosexual practice. But, you know, when I was with these Christians and leaders, they were full of faith. They were reaching out. They were declaring Jesus. It reminded me that Jesus is building his church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. Jesus is building his church. The gospel will continue to go forward. No matter what, the gospel will continue to go forward. Can I remind you, Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen.
Change the world.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
What I want to make sure is that it is clear to Hoosiers, which are the people that I serve, and frankly, clear to anyone that would come to visit our state, that there is in this legislation no license to discriminate, no right to deny services, and I think we can develop that language.
All right, I spoke at the beginning of the broadcast about misinformation mobs. What I meant was this, and that was the voice of Governor Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, at his press conference today, where he wanted to say emphatically, and by the way, I've never seen him speak before. Most of my news I get reading and not watching and listening to people, so I'll read the clips and read the excerpts and things like that. But I have not heard him speak before. I don't know if this is his normal demeanor. Those who have heard him speak, let me know if this is his normal demeanor, but he seemed really tired, and he said, look, it's been a rough week. So he was very candid in that regard. And he was making clear that the bill that he signed into law is just a reinforcement of what's called RFRA, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that was signed by none other than President Clinton, that in times past has been positively referenced by the Obama administration, despite their criticism of this bill now, despite Hillary Clinton's criticism of this bill now, despite the criticism of Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, despite the criticism of the president of the NCAA, yes, college athletics, despite the criticism of Miley Cyrus. I mean, obviously, got to be wrong if poor little Miley, I do say poor little Miley, my heart goes out to that young lady, and I really would love for her to either find the Lord again or find them for the first time. But all that being said, he was clarifying there's no discrimination built into this bill. It's just a reinforcement of religious freedoms and protecting the religious freedoms of America. I make reference to misinformation mobs because it seems now that the moment there is a convenient lie, I've got a whole chapter in my book that'll be out in September on Outlasting the Gay Revolution, 8 Principles for Long-Term Cultural Change, a whole chapter on we must keep propagating truth until the lies are exposed, because many of the pillars of gay activism are built on lies. That may sound offensive, but it is true. The lie that 10% of the population is gay, the lie that gay is the new black, the lie that the tragic murder of Matthew Shepard, which is tragic no matter how you look at it, but the tragic, brutal murder of Matthew Shepard was an anti-gay hate crime. Many of the pillars of the movement are based on lies. Look, we saw what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. A tragic death of my namesake, 18-year-old Michael Brown. Tragic that his life was lost, for whatever the reason. But when the Department of Justice, which has made it very clear where they stood on this issue from day one, and which came against Ferguson as being racist in some of its emails within the police department and things like that, the Department of Justice, none other than Eric Holder, in certain ways has been accused of race baiting, I think rightly so, in his years as Attorney General, that they said the hands up, don't shoot mantra was based on falsehood, that never happened. When a witness said that that's what happened, he was lying. But that doesn't matter, does it? Because it's a convenient lie. And it plays into the fact that there has been injustice and that police sometimes have been racist. So it plays in to some of the bad things that have happened. And then that's all you need is a convenient lie. And boom, there it goes. And we're seeing the exact same thing here. We're seeing the same thing here. We're a convenient lie that this, here, I'll give you an example, that if you pass this bill in Indiana, now remember, this is federal law, and it's similar laws in about 19 different states. I document some of this in my latest article, The Hysterical Reaction Against Indiana's Religious Freedom Bill. I'll give you more specifics as we go on. But in short, what we see now is all you have to do is mischaracterize, and that's something Governor Pence referred to again and again in his talk today in his press conference, and we'll get back to some of those details in a little while. But all you have to do is mischaracterize and say, you know what this means? You know what this means? If you are, say, a Christian, of course, Christians are going to be the ones they come against, not Jews, not Muslims. But you're a Christian, and you're an emergency medical technician. You're driving an ambulance, and you realize that the person that got in the car wreck is gay. Then you can refuse to care for that person. Nonsense. Nonsense. Well, if you're a doctor and you're a Christian, and there's a patient in the hospital that's gay, that you could say, well, as a matter of my Christian faith, I won't treat that person. Nonsense. And, fair question, have you ever in your life met someone that fit that bill? Have you known a Christian, a true believer, or even professing believer, that said that? That they would not offer humanitarian services to a fellow human being because this person identified as gay? Is there any tolerance for that in America? Of course not. All this bill was doing was reinforcing that when there is a conflict now, here is how the court can evaluate this, and the government cannot put undue burden on an individual, or in this case, a business, say. The standard thing that's coming up over and over and over again with Christians being told, if you do not participate in a gay wedding ceremony, either by baking a cake or providing floral arrangements or catering it in a certain way that we're asking for, or taking pictures or videoing, whatever it is, that you could be found guilty of discrimination. One thing this bill would do was now allow the courts to better sort out which liberty prevails, freedom of religion and conscience, or freedom of sexual orientation and expression. That's what this bill would help do and protect the freedoms of America, which are, in fact, our most fundamental freedoms, and the freedoms that actually prompted pilgrims to come over here in the first place. Pursuit of those freedoms and desire for those freedoms. It's not all of the story in the history of America, but it's a large part of the story. No, no. Perish the thought. Perish the thought that anything could push back against laws concerning discrimination based on sexual orientation and based on gender identity and expression. Perish the thought. Now, I'm going to get misquoted over this. I'm going to get misrepresented over this. However, it needs to be addressed. The reaction, the shrill reaction, the hysterical reaction, the over-the-top reaction against this bill is so extreme, so intense, so hysterical. It reminds me of a child that is used to getting his or her way and then is told no. 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 Not getting your way. Am I comparing gay activists and their allies to children? No. Am I comparing the shrill, over-the-top, even hysterical reaction to the way children have reacted when they have been told no? Yes, I am comparing those. Am I saying that gay activists can be likened to a bully who is used to getting his or her way and then is stopped? Yes, I am likening that. I am making that comparison. And yes, I have said that gay activists and their allies have become the bullies, which is all the more ironic because so many of them have been bullied over the years. So many of them have legitimately suffered bullying. Or when I say legitimately, I mean no exaggeration. They have been bullied, and now they've become the bullies. Twitter pounding Indiana's Mike Pence. Enjoy your last term as governor, you blank backward dip blank. While the state of Indiana is taking a beating across the country for passing the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, allowing businesses and individuals to deny services to gays on religious grounds. Gross mischaracterization. Gross mischaracterization. Governor Pence has come in for an extra heaping of scorn on social media. Pence defended his actions, saying, "If I thought the bill legalized discrimination, I would have vetoed it." But of course, he is going to get blasted just for standing for religious freedoms at all. So here's the big lesson. It's a serious one. It's a big concern. Mischaracterize, lie, shout loudly enough, and people start to back down. I mean, Indiana's come under such fierce criticism that Governor Pence had to hold a press conference today and say, we're going to introduce language to clarify what this bill was about. Wow. Time to stand strong, friends. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be back with your calls and a whole bunch of audio clips.
Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey, does all this stuff frustrate you? Does it concern you? Let me first remind you again, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is risen. If we lost every religious freedom in America on every level, if we weren't even allowed to have radio shows like that, if you weren't allowed to preach openly from your Bibles, I'm not talking about through gay activists, I'm talking about through any reason or cause. If America became a staunch communist nation or atheistic nation or Islamic nation or whatever, Jesus is still Lord and the gospel will still triumph. So let's always keep that in mind, and the Great Commission still goes forth. And if you are frustrated, then here's what you can do. You can pray for me. Pray for others of us who have a platform, who are on the front lines, who are able to stay equipped, because it's a lot to focus on, a lot to deal with. Your average local pastor with all the responsibilities they have, he can't be focused on all these things the same way. Other ministries are very specialized in what they're doing, can't be focused on this as much. But this is part of what God's called us to do. Stand with us. Pray for me. Pray for our team. Pray for God to amplify my voice and the voice of others that are speaking more and more. Help us with your gift. Go online. You say you're going to use this to encourage people to give. Of course, sure. We're doing a good work by God's grace, and it's worthy of your support. Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Get behind us. Stand with us. Together, we are making a difference. According to Paul Kangor, professor of political science at Grove City College, author of the upcoming book, Take Down, The Radical Left's Assault on Marriage and Family, he said, I totally understand that gay people want freedom and don't want to be discriminated against, but neither do religious believers. And we do have this thing in America called freedom of religion. It's the first right in the Bill of Rights. In a civil society of real freedom and real tolerance, both sides need to find a way to tolerate one another. Tolerance doesn't mean tolerating only what you agree with. That's not tolerance. That is correct. Listen to some of these celebrity tweets about Indiana's religious freedom law. This is Dana Loesch on Blaze TV. She and the panel are reading different celebrity tweets. Clip number 5.
Ashton Kutcher. Indiana, are you going to allow Christian establishments to ban Jews from coming in? Or vice versa? Religious freedom? Outrage.
At George Takei writes, I am outraged that Governor Pence would sign such a divisive measure into law. He has made it clear that LGBT couples like Brad and me are now unwelcome in his state. This notion that this bill was not driven by animus against our community is belied by the record and frankly insulting. I will join many in demanding that socially responsible companies withdraw their business, conferences, and support from his state, and that LGBTs and our friends and supporters refuse to visit or do business with Indiana. So essentially, let's take them out of the union. It is a sad day for the Hoosier State and indeed for the many good people of Indiana for whom this law now stands as a terrible blight upon the state's reputation.
Hey, just a note here from one of our listeners listening on our great station in Boston, WEZE. Wanted us to know that he called George Stephanopoulos, got his voicemail, let him know that he did not like the way that George Stephanopoulos spoke about Governor Pence. Hey, it's doing something. Every voice makes a difference. And you're also getting things off your chest, speaking the truth. the Ashton Kutcher thing and these mischaracterizations. You'll be able, someone could refuse service to a Jew because they're a Jew. That's not what religious freedom is about. All this is, I'm telling you, friends, I've been warning for years now, there is intense pushback the moment you stand against pro-gay activism. It's that simple. Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, says this: there's something very dangerous happening in states across the country. A wave of legislation introduced in more than two dozen states would allow people to discriminate against their neighbors. Some, such as the bill enacted in Indiana last week that drew a national outcry, and one passed in Arkansas, say individuals can cite their personal religious beliefs to refuse service to a customer or resist a state non-discrimination law. Again, a misrepresentation. This by the CEO of Apple. Why the misrepresentation? Because it is the misinformation mob mentality. It is spreading of falsehoods and mischaracterizations so as to demonize opponents. Rather than to say, we fully understand that you shouldn't be able to put a business under compulsion when it comes to their sacredly held religious beliefs, and marriage is the union of a man and woman, is as old as the human race, and freedom of religion is a fundamental right for all Americans, so why the conflict there? Gay activists can go somewhere else to have their cake baked. That's the issue. Everyone will serve them, take care of them, but you are now going to put something on a business to specifically violate beliefs. Does Tim Cook believe that if that Apple, let's not say, oh, okay, Apple, how do they treat their apps? They have discriminated in their apps. They've done that. And someone pointed out they're going to boycott Indiana or other, and yet they deal with countries that execute gays. So, hey, I'm sure they'll turn against those countries soon enough unless the bottom line is too lucrative. That's my opinion. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to our friend Chaplain Viviana in Brooklyn. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Thank you so much. This has been weighing on my heart. Like you said, the people that are instrumenting or doing this are making a form of economic terrorism against Indiana. And the thing is that if people are not allowed to do their business according to the conscience, then what's happened to the three people that are prominent is they're losing their business. They're losing their economic freedom and viability. Yeah. And the other thing that I wanted to bring up is it would be interesting if they were to force an Islamic shop, baker, to do something against their religion and say that they have to do it, or even a homosexual-owned bakery to make a cake for people who despise homosexuals, similar to Danbury Baptist. These are the things.
Westboro, right. Yeah,
Westboro.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Just to jump in, because we're close,
Michael,
to a break, your term economic terrorism is an excellent term. Look, there have been some state governors who've called for boycotts of Indiana. The president of the NCAA, which oversees all college athletics, because the Final Four, one of the most prestigious events in all of American sports, the college basketball championship taking place this weekend in Indiana. Well, this threatens our inclusive environment, as if kids playing basketball in the state are going to get negatively affected. It's extreme. It's shrill. It's hysterical. It's over the top. And right now, people are not prepared for it. And thank you for the call. I got to run, though. One thing we have to do is determine, get all the truth out first, and then sign the bill. And still, the reaction is going to be shrill. Right today, friends, we've extended this one more day. Last day to get your copy of Dr. Hugh Ross's book, A Matter of Days, Resolving Creation Controversy. And when you order it, you get free the one-hour interview I did with Dr. Ross. Very enlightening interview. Very important book. Just $30 postage paid for both resources. But today's the last day to order. 1-800-278-9978.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown.
your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Sad this new Indiana law can happen in America today. This is Hillary Clinton, by the way. We shouldn't discriminate against people because of who they love. Ellen DeGeneres. For anyone who has refused service under Indiana's new law, you deserve better. Acceptance and progress take time, but they always arrive.
Do the people, and that's Dan Aloshin, panel on Blaze TV, reading tweets from different celebrities, political leaders, about the Indiana Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Again, Governor Mike Pence of Indiana at a press conference today, on the one hand, reiterated the bill is about religious freedoms, was never about denying services, stands with it absolutely, and feels the bill has been grossly mischaracterized by poor media, national media in particular, this week. So he's very open and clear about that. But the backlash has been such. Georgia was about to have a hearing on a similar bill. They've postponed that or canceled it for right now. And Governor Pence said they're going to add additional language to clarify. The one point-blank question he was asked in the press conference had to do with a gay couple wanting services having to do with a same-sex wedding. And according to Governor Pence, this bill would not exempt the business from serving them. And as one conservative leader sent out via email, what's the use of a Religious Freedom Act if it doesn't protect religious freedoms? So where this will go, we have yet to see in terms of Indiana. But the overall trend is very clear, very clear. Make enough noise, get upset enough, use the standard rhetoric, mischaracterize your enemy, and people will back down. And what we have to send out is the clear message, we're not going to back down. You can mischaracterize us, you can misquote us, you can misrepresent us, you can threaten us, you can take business away, you can discriminate against us, you can fine us, you can put us in jail, but we're not going to back down for a conviction. Some will, but many won't. And ultimately, truth will triumph. Ultimately, bullies will be exposed. Ultimately, the bullying will backfire. Ultimately, truth will dispel misinformation. Did you not hear the irony of the one tweet? Well, acceptance and progress always prevail. This is acceptance. This is acceptance. This is progress. This is tolerance. Oh, yeah. 866-34-TRUTH. Back to the phones. Mike, listening in Washington, D.C., thanks so much for calling the line of fire.
Hey, Dr. Brown, I have a question that I would like to listen to the answer on the air. I haven't heard one person, whether a religious show or talk show, speak about Christians with conviction giving up their iPhones, giving up their iPads, giving up their Apple products, and let Tim Cook know that we stand for something. Either you stand for something or if you don't stand for something, you're going to stand for anything. And I think in a case like this, you can throw the iPhones and the iPads out, get another product, and let them know that you stand with Indiana, okay?
Got it. All right, so tell you what, let me add a comment. Thank you, Mike. And let me put out a question for you, our listeners. So first, the question here, all right? And thank you, sir, for the call. But here's my question. If you had an alternative to iPads, iPhones, whatever, even if there's no alternative. But let's say you had an alternative that did not hold to the radical gay activist views of Tim Cook, CEO of Apple. And because they have so consistently and aggressively come out against conservative Christian moral values and for radical gay activism, if you had an alternative, and that's just the way I'm phrasing it initially, because if everybody else is equally the same in their views, what's the use of boycotting one and then going to another? But if you could say, hey, in conscience, I can't give you my business because of your stance. I don't want to fuel your funding here. Would you be willing to sacrifice your iPad, your iPhone, your iMac or whatever as an act of conscience? Would you do it? 866-34-TRUTH. My comment, we come back.
Flame, send the fire. It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, so here's the problem. When it comes to boycotting as a matter of conscience, 866-34-TRUTH. Now, there are companies like Salesforce that are going to avoid Indiana and Angie's List. In fact, let me get my little list out here. Here we go. Let's see. This is Washington Post, your guide to all the people and businesses protesting Indiana's religious freedom law. And religious freedom is put in quotes, of course. It's the Washington Post, after all. Companies, celebrities, and even local and state governments have come out in opposition to Indiana's controversial religious freedom bill. Several have even canceled plans to do business in the state, citing the potential for discrimination against gays and lesbians. So here's a list I'll read from in a moment. Now, just to recap a question that a caller put forth, would Christians say, since Apple has been so decidedly pro-gay activist for years now, under Steve Jobs and now under Tim Cook, the current CEO who himself is gay, but they have been so aggressive in these ways and clearly stood on the wrong side when it came to conservative Christian moral values, where there was a conflict between that and gay activism. Should Christians say, hey, we're just not using, you know, we're turning in our iPhones, our iPads, or whatever else we have, you know, Apple software, hardware, turning that in and just selling it, giving it away, trashing it, because in good conscience, we can't give them our money. Are there Christians willing to do that? My own opinion is very few, because we're pretty addicted to whatever technology we're using. That's my own opinion. Pretty few, which does not speak well of how much we're willing to do to bring about change. Hey, learn from the civil rights movement. Learn from what our black friends in America did, the sacrifices they made, the bus boycott, and what did that last, like a year, a little bit longer? You know, the hardship that brought to many black Americans, but they had a deep conviction. Hey, look at sacrifices gay activists made over the years to advance their agenda. Do we think we're going to stand for righteousness without some sacrifices? But on the flip side, there's a problem. The flip side, there's a big, big problem. Where do you go? What do you use? In other words, Microsoft and Apple are both aggressively pro-gay activists to the point of donating large sums of money. They're key leaders donating large sums of money to work for redefining marriage and to work against those that would hold to a biblical or natural definition of marriage. I use American Express credit cards when I travel, especially internationally. Well, they'd also be in the same camp. I use Microsoft rather than Apple. They're in the same camp. I have a Hewlett Packard computer at home. They're in the same camp. Or printer and on and on. So where do you go? And look, realistically, I'm not talking about putting anyone out of business. I'm simply saying, in conscience, there are certain people I can't give money to. But here's a list of 15 major brands. This is Laura Stampler, Business Insider, March 28th, 2013. 15 major brands that unabashedly support gay marriage. Let's see here. Bud Light, also Budweiser Beer. Hopefully you're not giving them too much of your money or any of your money. Martha Stewart Living, Expedia. These are just companies that came out plainly and strongly pro-gay so-called marriage when the Supreme Court was hearing issues surrounding that. HBO, Smirnoff, absolutely. These are all liquor. So, is that a surprise? Kenneth Cole. Let's see. Oreos. Yeah, thankfully I don't eat Oreos anymore. Anyway, Microsoft. Amazon. I order from Amazon day and night. Levi's Jeans. And on and on. Nordstrom. WhiteKnot.org. And you know what happened with Chick-fil-A when Chick-fil-A simply said that the CFO, then Dan Cathy, that marriage was the union of a man and woman. Does all hell break loose against him for doing that? Absolutely. It's got nothing to do with tolerance. Nothing to do with tolerance whatsoever. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Bruce in Quincy, Massachusetts. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown. This is Bruce. I appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you.
I think we can just change our words a little bit. There's a scripture, lots of scriptures that say the words of an evil person are their undoing. So let's just take, diversity, for example. Why don't we just say that male and female is diversity of the sexes? So these stores are supporting diversity. The Bible supports diversity of one man and one woman in marriage.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I agree in principle that we need to do a better job in getting our message out. But the diversity argument is not... We'll get slammed from another angle. And I was just in dialogue via email this last week with some gay activists, and we're talking about using language like that. We support diversity in marriage. But then they would just come back, well, then great. Then you should support all different forms of it and not just your one form of it. We support male-female marriage because that's the only thing that marriage is. If it's not male-female, it's not marriage. It's some other kind of union. Long-term, ultimately, if Jesus does not return in these next decades, long-term, I believe the tide will change. Long-term, I believe that ultimately God's ways will be shown to be ways of life. And when you violently change, and by violently I mean in radical and extreme ways, when you radically change the definition of something and make it meaningless, it's just not going to stand long-term. 866-34-TRUTH. But I appreciate the comment. I just got an email. And as I'm sitting here, obviously unable to look at emails except during breaks, but I'm just watching on my screen emails coming in from colleagues and others talking about what's happening in Indiana. And one of them said this. Are you ready? Matt, I don't know if we heard this one yet. Governor Cuomo? This went back to Tuesday. I knew that there were a number of governors who were taking stands, but I missed this on my list. Governor Cuomo on Tuesday, which is today, so I don't know if this happened before or after the press conference. We'll find out. Banned non-essential state travel to Indiana in support of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender citizens. With this action, we stand by our LGBT family members, friends, and colleagues to ensure their rights are respected. Is anybody ensuring that the rights of Christians are respected? Well, who would even think about that? So, yeah, Matt, let's find out the exact timing of that. Who is he banning? Who is he banning? Is he banning any? It can't be in New York. Who is he actually banning? 866-34-TRUTH. Jimmy in Troy, Michigan. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, Dr. Brown. I just wanted to chime in about the when you're talking about the Apple products and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, I second your point about look. I mean, I was just going to say, HP or, Microsoft and other companies, they, I'm sure just as much, maybe not to the degree that Apple does, but they support these kinds of things. And even third-party companies or, lesser-known companies like Linux, I'm sure they probably do as well. So there's no silver bullet in terms of some Christian, computer company as far as I'm aware. And then also I'm a creative guy. A lot of creative people use Apple products, not just because it's the Apple brand. Just because there's a lot of things.
It works well creatively. Yeah, absolutely. The video editing and things like that. No, fully understood. Jimmy, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, to the larger point, though, I really wish we would have more clearly defined, terms and just discussion around these kinds of issues, this Religious Freedom Act and stuff, because I'm getting into conversations online, and it goes off in all these different directions. People saying, so should a Muslim taxi driver be allowed to deny a woman service based on, you know, Sharia law and stuff? And it's just like, man, I just feel like it goes everywhere in all these different directions, and I just feel like it's hard to kind of have discussions about this because I feel like it just doesn't seem tied down to, like, you know, what the actual situation is. And then also, like, in terms of Indiana, and then also, like, you know, I mean, if we're going to be using terms like economic terrorism, I mean, I think we should, if we're going to be saying we should be, you know, like, banning companies and protesting companies, I mean, are we willing to apply that term to ourselves as well?
Well, the very fair question. I'll respond the other side of the break. But thank you for the call, and I'll respond on the other side of the break.
Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
If you have to go back 2 decades to try to justify something that you're doing today, it may raise some questions about the wisdom of what you're doing. Look, it should be easy for leaders in this country to stand up and say that it is wrong to discriminate against people just because of who they love.
Does anyone think before they speak? That was Josh Earnest commenting on comments of George Stephanopoulos regarding the Indiana bill. So they're saying, hey, this federal law in 1993. So what's the big uproar now?
Well, if all you could do is quote things from 20 years ago, then...
So hang on. How old is the Constitution? Matt. Am I wrong? Isn't the Constitution more than 20 years old? I thought it was. I thought it was. Joey, isn't it? I thought it was like a lot older than 20 years old. Bill of Rights, I mean, isn't that like older than 20 years old? Don't we quote those things? Don't we quote those things? Don't pro-abortion advocates quote Roe v. Wade? I mean, so 20 years ago, what changed in 20 years? When did marriage become something different in terms of what God intended, what biology intended? When did that happen? When did religious freedoms suddenly not exist anymore when it came into conflict with redefining marriage? You said, where you've been living? Oh, I understand what's happening. I'm just saying there's no basis for it. So you can't discriminate against someone based on who they love. So again, what about two brothers? Josh Earnest, please tell me. Pierce Morgan just called me silly for asking the question, but plenty have said, no, it's a valid question. Of course it's a valid question. What about two brothers that love each other? What about an adult father and adult daughter that love each other? Don't give me this drivel, just as whoever you love. You don't have any parameters about that whatsoever, sir? When the president tweeted out love is love, when the Supreme Court overturned the Defense of Marriage Act, so just as long as it's loving and consensual, I guess. Didn't even mention that, but let's just say loving and consensual, then anything goes. That's nonsense. That's sexual and social anarchy. So back to our caller's question from moments ago, and we're still trying to get details of exactly what Andrew Cuomo said and didn't say. But number one, the issues must be raised on every level. Does someone believe that here, this was a simple question. I'm just looking for the polling data here. If I can find it. Simple question was asked of Americans. Okay, let's see. I've got it. Boy, these emails are just flooding in. Here we go. Government should leave people free to follow their beliefs about marriage as they live their daily lives at work and in the way they run their businesses. 81% of those who responded to the poll done by FRC and NRB, so Friendly Research Council, National Religious Broadcasters, so conservative Christian organizations, 81% said they agreed with the statement, but I'm assuming FRC NRB just conducted this as a general poll to the general public. So we need to ask the questions very fundamentally. Are you saying that an Orthodox Jewish photographer should be ordered to shoot a wedding on a Saturday? Here's the best photographer in town. They're getting married on a Saturday. Christian couple comes in, we'd like you to shoot for us. No, I can't, I don't work on Saturdays. I'm not Christian. I don't work on Saturdays. I'm a Jew, religious Jew. Show you'd be able to take that person to court then. Discrimination. You discriminate against me because I'm a Christian. Because I'm getting married on a Saturday and you're a Jew. Is that nonsense or what? Here's a Muslim caterer. You go to that Muslim caterer and said, listen, we hear you're the best caterer in town. And we want this for our wedding, including pork. And because we can eat pork, we're Christians. No, sorry, can't do that. I'm Muslim. I don't cater pork. Oh, well, you're required to, because otherwise you're discriminating against us based on religion. It's utter nonsense. So now you go to the gay print shop. Hey, we're printing up. We're having a pro family rally, and we're printing up these flyers, and it's a picture of a man and woman holding hands, and it's got the no sign, you know, the slash, the no sign on it. We'd like you to print these up. Well, no, I can't. You know, I'm gay, and that's that would infringe. I'm a gay Christian. That would infringe on my rights. Oh, no, you have to. You're required to, or you're going to get fined. Oh, in all those cases, seems to happen. No problem whatsoever. But when it comes to our side, no. You got to bake the cake. You got to perform. Otherwise, you do go to jail, or you do get fined. Family Research Council issued this statement today from Tony Perkins. The governor, meaning Mike Pence, addressed the complete falsehood that RFRA, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, is about denying people a seat in a restaurant or room in a hotel. That's a myth. That's false. There is no right to do that. So it has nothing to do with the bill. Christians would never deny people these services, but being forced to participate in a ceremony that violates religious beliefs is completely un-American and uncivil. We must ensure that religious business owners are not forced by the government to participate in the same-sex ceremony. What RFRA is intended to do is protect people from government discrimination. However, until we see the wording of his proposal, in other words, what he's going to say from here, the impact on religious businesses and churches is unknown. Let me just see. Okay, got it. All clear. Yep, all clear. All right. As for economic terrorism, here's where I'd make the distinction, okay? And it's a great question that was raised. Here's where I'd make the distinction. If I say in good conscience, I can't give a particular company my business because I dealt with them directly and they trashed my beliefs and values, say Starbucks, for example, which is the case. So I'm not a coffee drinker anyway, never have been. But plenty of times at an airport, you know, I'd get a bottle of water there, potentially I could. Or in the days when I used to eat chocolate, you know, get like a brownie there, I could, but I choose not to. Is it going to be a dent in their business? No. If there were 10 million of me doing it, would it be a dent in their business? Yeah, but I'm not doing it to hurt them. I'm doing it out of conscience. Apple is so huge, so massive, that if millions of Christians stopped giving them their business, I don't think it would dent them much because they're so absolutely massive. It's more of us simply making a statement as a matter of conscience. That's how I'd look at it. But very fair question to say, is it economic terrorism if we threaten? We're not threatening. We're simply saying in conscience we couldn't do a particular thing. All right. Everybody on the phone, if you can hold, we're going to continue this discussion into the next hour. And then I want to talk about Israel and Iran as well. Make sure you check out my latest article, The Hysterical Reaction Against Indiana's Religious Freedom Bill, 866-340. Why am I giving out the number instead of the website? Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org. Check out the latest article. Last day today to take advantage of the very special offer, Dr. Hugh Ross's important book, A Matter of Days. It's updated, expanded edition, resolving a creation controversy, together with a free CD of our interview. All that you'll find out about on our website, askdrbrown.org. My bottom line today, we're living in the day of mass misinformation mobs. The big question is, how will we respond to the onslaught?